Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. Let's go to the movie. Shane A. Bassett, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, The Boogeyman, it's at Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Yes, The Boogeyman, written by Master of Horror Stephen King. So straight away, you know, you're going to expect something a little bit weird and unique and creepy. Well, this one is about a single dad and his simple story of his children hearing bumps and noises under their bed and in their closet at night, but the dad won't believe them, just thinks they're imagining things, but there is actually something in the house. But it's a little bit too late once the dad finds out. So not for the faint-hearted, very scary, and it's a slow one of those slow-building ones, so builds and builds and builds to a big suspense moment.
I shan't be going and seeing that.
I quite like Stephen King movies. They're not always been great adaptations from his books, but this one I can recommend.
All right, now still screening at Odeon 5 Cinemas, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, number one at the box office, and we reviewed it last week, but I just thought I'd mention it again. Long weekend, if you want to check out a movie that surprised me, it's terrific. Funny, and the whole family can watch it and enjoy, because it really is that good. I was stoked, so check it out. I think Spider-Man's so relatable too, and I'm over superheroes, as you know, but yeah, Spider-Man's one of the good ones.
And that's animated too, yeah?
Yeah, it's animated, state-of-the-art animation, but what they've done is draw all the characters and the style of it to an old comic book. So it's got that little bit of unique edge to the animation. It's different.
All right, very good. All right, Little Mermaid, that's got to be doing well.
It's number two at the box office. One and two, Spider-Man and The Little Mermaid. So, yeah, another film that surprised me. When I reviewed it, I gave it a great review, and for good reason. It is a musical, so be prepared for a lot of singing and dancing at times underwater. But, look, it's an adaptation from the original cartoon. Not everyone has liked it, but I recommend it. I thought it was terrific.
All right, John Farnham, Finding the Voice. This is on my must-watch list.
You know what? You should go and see it, Gilly, on the big screen. And the sound and the vision of it is so good. It's still running now. I reviewed it, whatever it was, 3 or 4 weeks ago. It got released, and it's still going strong. You see John Farnham perform overseas, places like the Berlin Wall. You hear family and friends talking about him and his private life and all the things he's gone through. Look, it's a must-see, and I'm not surprised it's still at the cinemas, so check it out.
Okay, last weekend, while we are still at Odeon 5 Cinemas, my son and I, my youngest, 11-year-old, we went and watched Fast X, the latest adaptation of the Fast and Furious franchise, because that's exactly what it is.
Part 10.
Part 10, there you go, yeah.
Yeah, well, I remember liking it, but it's one of those movies, and I'm sure you're the same, Gilly. It's entertaining and fun while you're watching them because there's so much action happening. But when you leave the cinema, you think, what's that plot all about? It didn't make much sense, right?
Kind of like the last one, the one before that, the one before that.
Yeah.
A lot of fast cars and people running away from other people. And yeah, it was pretty good. My son, he's 11. He enjoyed it. I've got the mentality of about an 8-year-old, so we didn't mind it at all. But I'll tell you what, it leaves it open at the end. You know there's something more coming.
Yeah, definitely. I won't spoil it if you haven't seen it, but there is an extra scene during that end credits, and it does leave it open. So I'm led to believe there will be a Fast X Part 2, continuing the story and milking the box office even further.
Yeah, got to pay them bills. All right, now, all the Indiana Jones movies, they're streaming on Disney Plus at the moment. Why is that?
Well, the new film is out on June 28th in Australia. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Harrison Ford's last turn at Indiana Jones, the hero. Look, if you haven't seen Raiders of the Lost Ark or The Last Crusade or Temple of Doom or even Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, they're all on Disney Plus now in beautiful HD. If you have a big TV at home, put them on if you have Disney Plus. It'll be like watching a brand new film. So, Raiders of the Lost Ark's always been my number one. What about you, Gilly? Have you got a favourite Indiana Jones?
Oh, yeah. Raiders, it's hard to beat. Yeah.
It's flawless.
Yeah,
it's flawless.
It really is. Really good. Now, Arnie, he's got a new spy series on Netflix. What's this about?
Well, it's a bit of a resurgence for Arnie lately. He's got a spy series called FUBAR, which is an action adventure, father and daughter. Two of them are in the secret agent business and they work together. So a bit of an action comedy. I didn't think I would like it that much, even though I love Arnie, but it is worth checking out if you have Netflix. He's also got a documentary about his life, a little bit like we're talking about with John Farnham. This is just called Arnold, and it's very similar to his book, Total Recall, where he recounts, you know, starting off as a bodybuilder in Austria and then going over to America and being in movies and then going into politics and so forth. So if you're interested in Arnold Schwarzenegger, it's just amazing, his life. So, yeah, the show FUBAR and the documentary Arnold, both on Netflix.
All right, and thanks to our good friends at Odeon 5 Cinemas. I've got a double pass up for grabs this morning. Caller number 4, you can go and watch whatever you like that's showing at Odeon 5. Give me a call now, 1-333-53, caller 4. Shane A. Bassett, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Gillian. If you win the tickets and go see The Boogeyman, you might want to check under your seat first.